I wanted to give my final review on the Taiwanese BL series Unknown. It ended, and I have a lot of thoughts. This review is going to be first like a general summary thoughts of the show, and then I'm going to specifically talk about spoilers, and we'll let you know ahead of time. Hi, I'm Anique. I am the host of Off by Purple Heart podcast, where I talk to you about K-dramas, C-dramas, BTS, and whatever else I want to talk about. Unknown has been a really amazing journey. I really, really was taken aback by the show. BLs as a whole, at least for me personally, in 2024, have not really been giving that much, to be honest. So this show gave me a lot to digest and chew. Overall, I think it is a really great show, and it shows just again how the Taiwanese industry gets it as far as BLs. One of my favorite BLs, period, is We Best Love, both season one and season two. While the show isn't perfect, I think it just was just cinematic deliciousness all over. It was just great storytelling, great acting, really beautiful music choices actually, and both season one and season two were great in their own vein. And it's very rare where I see like a show in its sophomore year that getting additional season actually better than the previous. So I have high expectations out of Taiwanese BLs, period. And you know, Unknown didn't disappoint. The subject matter, and I've discussed this in my two prior episodes about Unknown, that it is sensitive. I even used the word taboo, which some people took issue to, but the bare bones of the story is essentially two men who started off as very young adoptee-like brothers. They end up having this relationship that grows from this sense of found family and community to something more and deeper, and how turbulent that is and how it kind of disrupts the entire family structure. That's like the bare bones of the show. And Kian, the main lead character, he goes through a lot in his life. He goes through a lot of torment, a lot of sexual, physical, verbal abuse from his mom. His father wasn't in the picture. Ends up in a gang in his teen years, and he is just struggling to make ends meet. And he's very smart and he's very resourceful. Just unfortunately, he's just a victim of circumstance, and a lot of terrible things happen in his life. He comes across this young boy, Yuan, and this young boy has also had a lot of traumatic things happen to him, but the show doesn't really disclose in detail what really happened in his life prior to meeting Kian. The story and its POV mainly focus on Kian and his turbulent emotions and how he grows to open up and trust Yuan and actually open up himself to love. The story is really beautiful. It's shot really well. There's a lot of symbolism in the show, which I've also highlighted in a previous episode about Unknown, and they specifically use red as imagery a lot. And I found it interesting as the show progressed and as these characters and their circumstances become closer and closer, that they would use red more and more and more. And even when there's turbulence and there's a fight and there's a fracture in the relationship, there is still red that is used as symbolism to show that there's still a connection between the two of them. Like I made reference to the red string of fate, for example, for the symbolism. And just even like some of the shots, the backdrops of red, to like highlighting like key emotional points in the show. So I would say the first 9 episodes are really slow. It's just building up the relationship, getting you into the household of Kian and Yuan, who is this boy that he ends up taking in, and he becomes kind of like a guardian to this boy. And Kian and Yuan kind of end up growing up together, and he also has his half sister in this household as well. And it just is a really good, warm, found family dynamic. It's not creepy at all, and I'm really glad that the show took its time, the romance. Some might say that it was very slow, but the first 9 episodes, I think, did a really good job in establishing that they both have been broken, they've both been traumatized, and them coming together is actually something really pure, and it's not something that is dark and sinister, that was groomed and that was predatory in nature or anything like that. It's just two broken people finding solace and home in one another. And I think the first 9 episodes really did a great job in establishing this. So if you're looking more for character study, you're looking more for the subtleties, and you're just looking for a beautiful story, and you happen to watch BLs, I think this show is worth your time and investment. And it's 12 episodes altogether. I think Youku, I might be mispronouncing it. That's the app where the show streams on. I know a lot of the clips are on YouTube as well, so you can get a lot of the show just from YouTube itself. Now I'm going to get into more of the spoiler section, and I'm going to specifically talk about the last 3 episodes, because 10, 11, 12 came out last week all together simultaneously. Like, it was exclusive feature to those that have the app that is streaming on primarily. So there's a lot to take in, and it's really great. One of my first thoughts is, for episode 10 in particular, a lot of that episode was spoiled to me. So essentially, I got to watch the entirety of the show just through all the clips that were released prior. So my thoughts on it was, I was just glad that it kind of wrapped things up as it needed to be. And I found it interesting in the theme of red that even the main climactic poignant part of the show, where finally the relationship kind of shifts from the familial dynamic to them coming to terms with the fact that they've been separated for so many years, you know, Yuan is now fully grown adult. He's had life experience. He's come across death, and he is crystallized in his mind that even time away from Kian, he knows that this man is someone that he genuinely loves, wants to pursue a relationship with, and he is full hell bent on getting to that finish line. And then Kian's coming to terms with the fact that the emotions that he feels towards this young man has changed and shifted, and then coming to terms with that, and them having this climactic moment on a bridge, an overpass, and that it itself was highlighted red. And there is this push-pull until finally Yuan walks away and say, you know what, enough, it's make or break now. And Kian finally taking that step, going towards him, coming and meeting him and saying no. And this becomes the unfolding of the romantic side of the relationship. And to me, this is what I love about Slow Burn. I love the actual payoff. I love investing in a love story where two people have really complicated circumstances, and the show, the writers, the direction, everything takes its time to unfold and unfurl and allows it to blossom to something really beautiful. And then they finally come together in episode 11. Episode 11, I have a lot of thoughts. First, this is like the big NC moment. I know for a lot of like BL fans, they really enjoy like the NC. I'm not going to play in your face and pretend like I don't like a good NC scene or a good intimate scene, but I don't need it at the expense of the story. I think the NC scene in itself was really well done. I loved like the opening shots of them coming back from the bridge at episode 10, going back home, and you know, Yun kind of closing in on Kian, and it's kind of fragmented how they show the progress of them becoming intimate, them coming up the stairs, the desperation, desire, the love overflowing, and everything just being really chaotic, like them going into the bedroom, like the first that first scene in the bedroom where Yun kind of shoves Kian down and he's kind of breathless and he's saying, aren't we moving too fast? And Yun's like, no, like I've been waiting so long for this and I can finally have relief. No, this isn't too fast. And just the passion of that was incredible. Now, I personally am not sure about the choice of having the flashbacks of when Yun was like in his adolescence and super young interposed with like all the intimate moments. I thought that was kind of a weird choice, to be honest. But that didn't take away from the beauty of them finally coming together. But the absolute favorite scene of mine from the entire culmination of the entire series is the morning after. The morning after, just the way it was shot, the sunlight, just how at peace and rested Kian was. You know, the soft kisses, you know, just everything about that was magical to me. And to me, the afterglow, the morning after, was what I was waiting for. I love the story. I love the buildup. I love the continuation of Red and just it continuing to be like a constant force in the show. And then finally, the morning after and the soft, hazy glow and the blue and just Kian finally at rest. I thought that was gorgeous. To me, that's like my favorite scene of the entire show, and that's what I was waiting for. And that's how I know I'm gonna rewatch the show again and again. And I'm gonna rewatch just specifically get to that point. That afterglow was my everything. I didn't even need an episode 12 because just that in itself was great. The health scare and how that was handled, like in episode 11 going into episode 12, it's kind of interesting that they foreshadowed that from the very beginning, and it was like a big thing that was kind of a cloud hanging over the head of the show, but the resolution of it was really hush-hush. Like, it was like a blink and you miss it moment in episode 12 about the resolution of him having, like, I think it was a blood clot that was resting on an optic nerve, I think. I may have gotten that wrong. And the entire surgery, the entire thing was kind of hush-hush wrapped up. And I don't know, I kind of wish that if they were going to include that and reference it so much and have that be like such a big plot point, that it would have been given a little bit more time. But because they are under the 12 episode structure, I'm guessing that's why they felt like that wasn't really needed and what the audience wasn't really tuned in for. But I kind of would have liked that resolution to have had been dug into a little bit more. Just me personally, but that's my personal thing. I do know, I saw some commentary about some of the jokes that the show did in like episode 12 and about, you know, top and bottom. I don't really want to get heavily into that. I do think that the show had a really great way of interjecting humor, like when Kian was imagining the intimacy with Yun and he was in the middle of a business meeting and he kind of like knocked over a statue. That to me, like the humor in that was awesome. Like, I laughed. I thought that was super hilarious. The top and bottom conversation I don't think was really needed, and others can probably explain in more detail as why that type of language is inflammatory and probably not the best, but I didn't take to issue with it as much as others did. I understand where they're coming from, and that conversation and that trope can probably be played out in BL by now. It probably wasn't needed, but it was such a throwaway scene anyways that it didn't take away from my enjoyment of the series as a whole. And I just love the final picture, the final family picture in episode 12, where you actually see Kian and Yun hold hands and Lily's in the picture as well. And my only bugaboo as well, speaking of Lily, is I actually wanted to see scenes with the newborn and Kian and Yuan just kind of cooing and awing with the baby. I think that would have been super cute, but I don't know if that was a time constraint thing or just getting like a small infant just to film a few scenes. I guess production wise they didn't think it was needed, kind of a thing. But I would have liked that. I would have liked to see more interactions with you know, the uncles with Lily and the baby. I was not the biggest fan of the subplot of Lily and Sanpan coming together, which is odd because the show in itself, I think the reason why they included that was to make the bridge to Kian accepting Yun as like an adult lover and becoming that relationship a little bit easier of a transition because his best friend ends up linking up with his sister. But I personally just didn't like it. It's just, to me, it was just so off in a way because the actress that played Lily, I thought oftentimes even as the adult version of that character, she was still using the same mannerisms when she was like super young as a teen in the show, like in the earlier episodes. And the actor that plays Sanpang, he visibly looks so much older than her. So I know that's hypocritical of me, but yeah, I just thought that was, their relationship was kind of odd to me, and Sanpang got on my nerves a lot. Even though I know where the character was coming from, he really got under my skin. And I was like, he's so hypocritical. And I couldn't tell if he was coming from a place of genuine concern for Kian and Yun before that 4-year break, or there was a little bit of homophobia that was slipping in there that he wasn't even aware of. I don't know what exactly his angle was coming from, but it just came off really hypocritical in hindsight for him to then link up with a sister. I understand Kian was in a dark, low place. He took that separation from Yun really hard, and because of that, he wasn't present as a guardian as he needed to be for Lily. And then Sanpan being the best friend and also kind of being an honorary member of the family kind of took over, and that's how they fell in love. But still, I don't know, there's just something about it that was a little off to me. But again, that didn't take away from my entire enjoyment of the show. Overall, I think the 12 episodes are really strong. I could have done with a 14 episodes, to be honest. That morning after scene with the two of them, I could have had like 2 other episodes just entrenched in that. Like, I am not one to look down on people that enjoy spicy NC scenes. I'm not the one. Trust and believe. Doesn't matter what the pairing, same, opposite, you know, I don't care. I do not care. I want chemistry above all else. But I actually really appreciated the cuddling and the intimacy and like the little kisses here and there, the softness of it. Like, that is like my bread and butter. That is what I replay most. Like, some of my favorite scenes are like them just doing things of affection and care. Like, you know, Yun actually massaging, you know, Kian's head after he would get like a massive headache. Those type of things were what I really liked and was really drawn to. So like the morning after and just how soft and sweet that was, that's my everything. Like, that already put the show up is like one of my top BLs just for that scene alone. So overall, I had a really good journey with Unknown. Let me know your thoughts. If you're watching this via YouTube in the comment section, tell me your thoughts about Unknown. Did you enjoy the ending? Did you think it was rushed? Is there anything that you'd have liked, or is there anything you would like taken out? It was just great. I loved it. If you're listening via Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I love you, appreciate you as well. Till next episode.